chapter 15. He who fears Yahweh will do this. He who is practiced in the law will come to wisdom. She will meet him like a mother. Like a young bride, she will embrace him, nourish him with the bread of understanding, and give him the water of learning to drink. He will lean upon her and not fall. He will trust in her and not be put to shame. She will exalt him above his fellows, and she will open his mouth in the midst of the assembly. He will find gladness and joy, and she will endow him in an everlasting name. Worthless men will not attain to her. Haughty men will not behold her. She is far from the impious, not to be spoken of by liars. Unseemly is praise on a sinner's lips, for it is not accorded to him by God. But praise is offered by the wise man's tongue. Its rightful steward will proclaim it. Do not say, "It was God's doing that I fell away," for he does not do what he hates. Do not say, "It was he who made me stumble," for he has no need of wicked men. Yahweh hates abominable wickedness. He does not let it befall those who fear him. When God, in the beginning, created man, he made him subject to his own free choice. If you choose, you can keep his commandment. It is loyalty to do his will. Fire and water are set before you. To whichever you choose, stretch forth your hand. Life and death are before man. Whichever he chooses shall be given to him. Immense is the wisdom of Yahweh. He is mighty in power and all-seeing. The eyes of God see all he has made. He understands man's every deed. He commands no man to sin. To no one does he give strength for lies.